Hey, this is Rose.
And this is Maggie.
And welcome to Enchanting Magic, our podcast all about magical stuff such as Disney.
Yeah, that's true.
We're still deciding a little bit on our intro. It's changing every week.
I think it depends on the kind of mood we're in and what we're doing and where we've been. So,
well, we still are talking about Disney. We have not moved off of Disney topics, period.
Yet,
that is the key thing. Yeah. All right. I do have some Disney news. I found it this morning. Well, actually, more like this afternoon. And that is that Lightning McQueen's Racing Academy is leaving Hollywood Studios.
I didn't even know there was a Lightning McQueen Racing Academy.
It's by Rock and Roll Roller Coaster.
Okay. Why is it leaving?
They're going to be making a new villain show over there.
Are they doing the villains there?
That is not where the villains land is supposed to be, but that is, they're doing a villain show. Apparently Disney is in their villains era.
Okay, there you go. Not gonna say her. Okay, sounds good.
That is exciting. All right, the other news is I have started trying festival foods.
Yes, she has, and she has sent images of them all too.
Yes, and some were good, and some I would never buy again in my life.
So share with us, Rose, what did you like the best out of what you got?
So I've only gotten a couple things, but I think the fig cheesecake was my favorite. And my least favorite thing was the pickle milkshake.
But it gave me a souvenir glass.
They did give me a souvenir glass, so they get a point for that.
There you go.
All right.
You also did, you did two hot dogs, too.
Yes, I also did pickle fries and the unnecessarily spicy wings.
And how were they?
A few things. You just said my top.
What?
I was just naming my top and my bottom so far.
Oh, I was going to say, because you told me about the other ones. I want to know if you liked them or not. Share with the audience if they like them.
Pickle fries are still my number one thing I've ever had at Disney.
Okay.
The unnecessarily spicy wings. I don't think the pepper flavor went really well with the curry that they put it in.
Oh, gosh.
I would just order again. It was unnecessarily spicy, and the pickle milkshake definitely helped. But I did not like the combination of that spice with the curry. It just was not a good mix in my head. I would probably give it a 4 out of 10.
I wonder if they would take, you remember M&M's years ago used to take, what color do we want M&M or Lay's potato chips, what flavor? I wish Disney would put out there and say, hey, what do you want us to make for you?
That would be an interesting thing.
Yeah, because I mean,
they could make a booth at one of the festivals be the People's Choice Awards.
Exactly. Okay. I think that would be, Disney, if you're listening, that's a great idea.
Yeah. Oh, and the two hot dogs I tried were the Carolina style, which was delicious, though the bun was extremely small, and the Southwestern style that had a better sized bun, but it was stale.
Okay. Well, some are good, some are bad. Better to try them.
Flavor-wise, they were both very good. I'd give them a 7 or an 8 out of 10, but yeah.
So you're going there again this weekend. What are you going to get?
Mac and cheese.
Okay. We'll have to hear about it next week.
All right. But today's topic is what we are staying in Epcot, actually.
Yes.
We're talking about our favorite countries. We have different top countries, different bottom countries. I figured we'd probably start at the bottom.
I'm looking at our list. Number 5 is the same. But that's it.
Yeah, so do we want to start at the top or the bottom this time, Mom?
Let's start at the bottom. And what's funny is your bottoms are my tops. So go ahead, Rose. What's your bottom?
Italy! Yeah. So my bottom is Italy. I'm sorry. While I've not had the sit-down restaurants, I have had the pizza window, and I was not a fan of that pizza. There's no actual quick service in Italy. I'm not a fan of the perfume that gets everywhere and drives my head insane over in the shop. So I can't even look at the masks or anything or the clothing because it's an instant headache for me. The coolest part is the statue. And I believe they used to have a living statue that used to be there. Yes. That needs to come back. That would make it higher on my list. But that guy came back.
That left with COVID, I think.
Yeah. There's also not a lot of great seating area.
No, there's not, but there is seating. I mean, we sat on the edge of the fountain.
Yeah.
So, and hey, it was, you know, there was seating at least.
There is seating. There's seating in pretty much everywhere. So, and Epcot is like the best for seating, but there's not a lot of great seating or covered seating is the big thing.
Covered. They need a lot more umbrellas and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay. My bottom is Morocco. I'm not a fan of the food. It's very, I don't know, the whole area is dry. It's not, it's, I just walked right by it. Every single time I'm there, I walk right by it. But they do have a henna tattoo, which I remember you got, Rose. And you know, that would be my perk, is they have a henna tattoo.
I do like the henna tattoo. You also need to try the sweets there one time.
But
I'll talk
they're, I,
more when I get to mine on my list.
yeah, okay. So go ahead.
Right, my next one up is Canada. Listen, Canada does hold a special spot in my heart because it has the maple popcorn, and I like that maple popcorn a lot. I like that it has, or it used to have these little figures that you could touch and it would make animal heartbeat sounds, but they no longer work. The show is a little bit outdated. It definitely could use a revamp. There's one tiny shop and there's a sit-down restaurant that is amazing. I will give it that. But for people who eat or drink around the world, there's not much for you. And I
Okay.
think that makes it very disappointing combined with the fact that the gift shop is tiny.
Not tiny. There's a whole like row of gift shops. Start off with a hockey memorabilia and then you keep going through it.
There's the hockey memorabilia, there's like a table with other Canada stuff, and then there's the food and wine. That's it.
Okay.
It's about the same size as the anti-gravity goodies at Magic Kingdom. It's tiny.
Okay, so my number 10 is Mexico.
Okay.
Which I have to say, it's a beautiful area you walk into. They have so many, I mean, it hasn't changed. They've got so many knickknacks and sugar skulls and stuff that you can buy, like, because you walk these rounded steps down to it. But it's the same stuff that was there when we were there like 10, 12 years ago.
That is true.
There's a boat ride with Donald Duck, the Three Caballeros. That's cute. But again, that's like, what kid today knows who the Three Caballeros are? No one.
I didn't even know who the Three Carabiners were when I was little.
Yeah. So you need to, I think Mexico, especially with, you know, today's world, can be updated so much to make it interesting.
I
And
do agree on that.
I also think, like, with Mexico, with the sugar skulls, the face painting, the body painting. You could have like a face painting there or like a sugar skull tattoo, something that is like a henna tattoo, but Mexican. I think that would be great to add. Like sugar skulls are beautiful. They scare the living daylights out of me, but they're beautiful and they're colorful and they're gorgeous. Okay.
Alrighty.
Your
I
turn.
will be addressing a couple of those things when I get to that. All right,
Okay.
I'm gonna head up to my number 9 on my list because there's only 11. And that is the United Kingdom. Because as much as I adore the fish and chips, that is the only quick service snack shop that is in the entire United Kingdom. You'll notice food does a big thing. I also love that there's a little garden that you can stroll along. They sometimes have a band playing in the back. It's very loud for me, but there's a lot more shops than Canada, and I give it props for that because it's shops on both sides. It does have a sit down, it does have a bar.
Okay, time out, Rose. We already talked about Canada. You can't bring it into another topic.
I'm using it as a comparison.
Fine.
But yeah, I love the tea air shop area. I love going over and looking at the swords in the heritage section, which is really cool. I always pop back at the Winnie the Pooh to shoot my mother a text with a
Yes.
picture of anything new.
Which
I've
I absolutely love.
not been able to get in to see Pooh Bear yet, but maybe I'll do that one day.
Okay.
All right.
My number nine is China. Isn't China the one that's the third that you can't own by someone other than Disney, or is that Japan or is?
That's Japan, Mom.
Okay, never mind. So China. The only thing good about to me about China is they have air conditioning, and it's ice cold air conditioning and a place to sit.
Yes.
That's it. I
Air
mean,
conditioning.
I wish their food was better. I wish it was more selection. But to me, there isn't a big selection there. Okay. I'm
Okay.
done.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, I'm gonna go up. My number eight is Morocco. It's I do love the food in Morocco. I've have had the kebabs, they're very tasty. The stone bread with dips is absolutely delicious. Up in the front, so when you get there's the front area, which has a shop that usually has a bunch of jasmine stuff in it, as well as a sweet shop where you can get a lot of different sweets. I've not had any of them, but they do look delicious. And Mom, you have got to try them at one point.
Okay.
There's
Well,
a
in
lot.
November.
There's a lot. You're going to be eating food and wine in November.
Not true, but I can always try sweets. I can bring it home.
That is true. All
Yeah.
right. There is actually a lot of seating. The thing is, a bunch of Morocco's section is in the back, and people don't head towards the back. There's a hidden bar back there.
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. Okay.
There's water fountains, there's seating. There's the bar has different drinks, including I think it some sort of drink for two,
I think
which
we
is
need to
apparently an amazing price.
do like I'm interrupting you, like a hidden gem area. If you're saying that there's this beautiful area that no one takes advantage of, that's something that's a hidden gem at Disney.
There's just a lot back. It's just nice to walk around there. It's because it's quieter.
Well, I won't zoom through it in 3 seconds anymore. I will check it out.
Yeah, a lot of people zoom past. They don't even realize there's anything past the fountain in the front.
Okay.
So
That's
next
my
time, you and I will
favorite.
take a walk.
Okay, that sounds good. My number eight is the United States. I live, there's air conditioning. That's another good thing.
Conditioning.
If you're a history buff like Rose, you probably enjoy the Liberties show. You enjoy all the heritage, the food. There's a lot to see. It reminds me a lot of Williamsburg, Virginia.
Not a huge fan of the show.
Well,
I
okay.
think it's boring.
Is that the Hall of Presidents, that one?
It's similar.
Yeah. I think we just went for air conditioning, and you and I went to dinner there.
No, you're thinking of Liberty Tree Tavern, but there is a dinner there. That's the barbecue restaurant.
Got it. Okay.
That's supposed to be amazing, and I've got to try that s'more brownie at some point.
Oh, sounds good. The other thing about what's good about United States is there's a lot of area. I mean, it's a big like country.
However, I will say a lot of us skip it over because we're from the United States.
Exactly. A lot of foreigners that we notice go there. So, okay.
All
Number seven.
right. Seven, Germany. I'm going to head over to Germany. Germany is my number seven. I think that, okay, Beer Garden is amazing. No notes on that. It is one of the best sit downs in Epcot, period.
That's a buffet.
It is a buffet. And I'm not really talking about the food. I'm talking about more the atmosphere, the music, the live entertainment. No notes on that.
That's exactly right, Rose. That show is pretty good. I mean, it's fun. It was also interactive. When we were there, they pulled people from the audience.
Yep, they do. They
So
allow
that's
you to go up and dance as well. It's always fun to see the little kids walking around and dancing up there. The caramel shop is great. Most of the caramel stuff is a little too on the sweet side for me. It's a
No, it's
little too
not.
sticky.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Other than that, the Christmas shop is cool, but the beer, the big crystal thing, I could not care less about. They have a whole giant section full of crystalware and
And tiaras.
design and tiaras and all that. I could not care less. That's the thing. The gift shops do not excite me.
Okay.
The ketchup does not excite me that much either.
Okay.
And they have an attempt at like a cuckoo, giant cuckoo clockish thing, but the people no longer pop out of it.
I don't remember that at all. Okay.
Or it never did, and it looks like there should be like every hour there should be a little cuckoo clock thing going on. It's lacking. The rest of it is lacking,
But okay, it is
as
beautiful
is
though.
seating.
Yeah, there isn't much seating there. I agree. Okay,
Yeah.
my number seven is Japan. Because I love their hibachi. That is, if I could go, I mean, I loved Le Cellar in Canada, but then I tried hibachi and Tempin Edu is, delicious. Oh my God, I can't wait to go back again. But as I was saying before, is like I bought stuff because I'm a traveler. I don't live in Florida. I bought stuff and you can return it to, or you can bring it to any of the other lands and they'll ship it home for you. And you, except for Japan, because it's a third something or other.
It's owned by the country, not by Disney, the third
Right.
party.
Right. So you can't ship things home from there. But the thing about Japan too is there's so much, there's a gazillion shops. There are
Oh yeah, the
shops.
shops are ginormous.
They are. And you really, and I'm not really a Japanese fan of art or their music or, but you know, it was very interesting looking at things because you're like, Hello Kitty, you recognize it.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, definitely try that restaurant, my favorite. Okay.
We're finally at one that you start off on a good note for the country, so.
Okay.
All
I am.
right, I'm gonna go up to my number six for I'm actually heading to China now. And
Okay.
I'm going to contradict you with the gift shop. I think the gift shop is enormous.
You have to like that kind of food, which you do.
You don't have to like the food. You go in and you go to clothing. This is designer clothing. You walk into designer clothing, it is nice quality clothing. You go in, there's food, there's chopsticks, there's the little waving cat things,
Hey,
there's
I bought you
sculptures,
chopsticks there.
there's incense. There is so much in the gift shop because it goes back and slightly behind the area.
True, it is a large gift shop
It is a ginormous gift shop
with great air conditioning.
with amazing air conditioning. There's pandas everywhere too. You can buy a stuffed panda.
Oh, lovely.
You
Which
can
is.
also buy multilingual children's books there.
Okay.
Okay. The food, okay. It's Chinese food. It's something that we can get all over America. It's not the Americanized Chinese food, basically. But
Okay.
it's still good.
It is good. I have to say, you bought a lot there when we were there in April, and everything you bought was pretty good.
And there's drinks. If you go right outside the gift shop in the back area, there's drinks in a little tub of ice where you can get a cold drink instead of just getting the one from the store.
Behind the counter, too, they have cold drinks.
Yeah, but that was Japan.
Oh, sorry.
There's different flavor chips if you like, if you're a potato chip peep person. There is a show, it is very outdated at this point, but it does allow air conditioning and seats.
Exactly.
The seating is nice. There's a little garden that is also pretty cool that you can go over bridges and go behind. It's very pretty. They filmed a music video back there once. There's the Joy of Tea, which has tea. Lovely tea. All right, all right. My mom is telling me I need to stop talking about tea and move on to the next one. Go ahead, mom.
Thank you. My number six is Germany. Rose and
Okay.
I are kind of aligned with that. She's just one down from me. The Carmel Küche, that Carmel restaurant is the best. I know I mentioned it in earlier, is where they have a peanut butter, I'm sorry, a chocolate chip cookie shell with caramel in it. Oh, it's so good. The one that has the fudge that tastes like butter beer from Universal. Just everything in that shop, their cookie. I want to try everything. Like, I can't wait to go back there. And I do like their shops because I remember Sam and I, Rose's sister, Munchkin, we were looking at the tiaras. They're pretty. They're gorgeous. Not that we'd ever wear them, but there's jewelry. I almost want to get a necklace in there. They have beautiful crystal. I mean, There's some really nice shops, and their Christmas shop is gorgeous. I almost got the 12 Days of Christmas on a tree, because I'm German. I thought it'd be pretty cool. So, okay.
We like different things.
Now, oh, except for number five, we both have the same one.
We have Norway.
Yes, which is amazing.
Yeah, so we both have Norway as our number five. Me, mine is mostly skewed by the bakery. I love that little bakery. I love the rice pudding there.
I gotta try that.
I love the little temple because it has a little bit of history in it. And for those of you who are Marvel fans, it talks about the actual gods, Norwegian gods with Loki and Thor and Freya and Odin.
That was interesting. I like that. We took pictures there.
Yeah. I have been to the sit-down restaurant. It is very good. I love the fact that there's a waterfall in it. I think that's really cool. It's one of the few places where they incorporate nature and water other than Canada.
In the land.
And I'm talking about the countries.
I'm sorry. Okay.
We're not talking about the land right now.
Okay.
Okay. But yeah, I just think I find that area cool. I have done the scavenger hunt back there. That's also pretty cool. I got a little playing card with a troll on it. They embrace Norway, so I will give them props for that. There also is a lot of seating.
And speaking of trolls, leads right into mine, Elsa and Anna. You can't be a kindergarten teacher and not love Frozen. So the ride is updated, it's cool, except for when it doesn't work. The
And then the
animation,
people look creepy.
yeah. But you also get to meet Anna and Anna, and you get to like learn a little about the Norwegian culture, and I liked it. It ranked up there. I would definitely go there again. And of course, you get your picture with Olaf.
I don't think we got a picture with Olaf there.
Yeah, I did. I
No,
think
you
you
got
were
that
on
at Hollywood Studios.
it.
You got that at Hollywood Studios.
What? Oh,
You got Anna and Elsa over up there.
well, that was like 6 years ago.
Yes, the one with Olaf from the last trip, you were at Hollywood Studios right next to the Frozen sing-along.
That's why we do this together. Okay, come on, Rose. Number four.
Also learned that my list is slightly on vibes. Now, number four is Mexico. So I will put Mexico higher at the top. First of all, there is so much food in Mexico. There are two sit-down restaurants. There is one quick service. There are two bars, one of which is like a actual sit bar, and then one is more of a stand. There are shops inside in the air conditioning. Ooh, it is so covered and cold in there. It is so nice.
Yeah, that's
There's
true.
a ride. There are sugar skulls that you can buy. It's
I didn't know that.
because you don't tend to pop around the shops.
No, because they're all the same.
Well, that's because the shops are not as same as the other one. It's kind of more like an open air market, but on inside of the temple, which I find kind of cool.
That is kind of cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I find it fascinating. I love the little volcano in the background. I like the ride a lot. It's a nice calm ride.
That sure
However,
is.
I'm not waiting in the line when it goes out of the temple.
Okay.
That
Wow. Oh.
was Sunday when I was there. It was
Oh
stretching
yeah.
out to the front of the temple.
That was a little crazy.
It's a little long.
Yeah,
But
just a
yeah,
little.
there's just a lot of stuff. There's instruments, there's clothing, there's knickknacks, there's sugar skulls, there's keychains, there's pretty much everything you want to buy.
Very true.
And it's Mexican food. As you like Mexican food, you're going to find something good there.
While Rose was talking, I was looking in my photos to see where my picture of Olaf is from, and she's exactly right. Darn it. Okay. My number four is the United Kingdom. I am so not a fish and chips person. But I love the Winnie the Pooh. Of course, I love Winnie the Pooh. The teas. It's very relaxing, scented beautifully. The gardening is nice. I love the way they're dressed. You can have like they give you free samples of tea, also tea bags.
The free samples were during the was during a festival. It was a prize.
Darn. Okay. It's also just It gives you, it's got the police, I think, isn't there a police, what is this called?
Police box, but it's actually the telephone box. They have the red one, not the blue one.
And it's just, it reminds you a little of England. Like, I don't know if I'll ever get there or not, which I really hope is on my bucket list to go to London. But this is as close as I'm going to get. And which, well, the other thing is, the people that work in the countries, they actually are usually from that country. So when you go into England, or sorry, United Kingdom, they actually have a British accent. And it makes you feel like, wow, that's pretty cool. So their merchandising is good too. And like I said, like Rose said, she always sends me pictures. And I'm so tempted to say, yes, get me that.
To be fair, this the Winnie the Pooh sweaters are adorable currently. The ones that have like a better, more like a vintage look where it's the name of the character across the chest in lettering, almost like a Letterman jacket lettering with a picture of the person on it. I do like those. I can never find the right one in the right size that I want. I really like the purple.
Who's the purple Eeyore?
I think purple is actually Piglet. I did a
Okay.
little check. The purple is
Okay.
just a very nice purple.
Well, good. Okay. Number three.
All right, my number three is surprisingly actually United States.
Yeah, you said we don't go there that often because we're from the United States.
I'm a sucker for barbecue.
Yes.
Okay, that's gonna sway it. And while I'm not a huge fan of the American Adventure show, I am a huge fan of the Voices of Liberty show. That is amazing. You can sit in the air conditioning too, but it sounds so beautiful when they're coming out and they're singing.
That was nice, yeah.
I also was a choir kid, so that also makes sense. If you like alcohol, there's more than enough alcohol for you. There's funnel cakes, there's the regular food. And there's Art of Disney. There's an art exposition which right now is showing artwork made by formal President George Bush.
Oh.
But there's also the Art of Disney store right next door where you can buy Disney art,
That's cool.
including postcards, which are like $5 for a postcard
Jeez.
that has art Disney art on it.
Okay, and frame it. Okay, my number three is France. When you walk into France, oh my gosh, Rose, you bought that? Oh, Rose is showing a picture of Figment. Oh, I love it.
This is one of, I'm just showing my mom one of the postcards that I bought at Art of Disney. It is beautiful.
And hopefully she's going to frame that and give it to me for Christmas.
I was probably going to write on the back of it and send you a letter at some point.
Oh my gosh, don't mail that. I want to hang it in my classroom.
I
Okay.
can write on the back where it's blank.
But then it has to go through postage and it gets all messed up.
Fine, I'll put it in your suitcase in November.
Okay. I'm bringing a big suitcase this time. My third is France. Like I said, when you walk into France, you can hear the music. You can see the towers. You just have that feeling of France. And there's a big wall with posters from Moulin Rouge and all these different French paintings, the artistics, the impressionists. It's a good feeling. And then when you keep walking in, you got to get the baguettes. There is the best breakfast area there. That was where I wanted to go. Even late at night, you can get the baguettes. You get free butter. It's a great deal. It's, I think, like, what, $4, $5, $3?
I think it's $4 for a whole two for a half or something like that.
And it's always fresh. But they also have sandwiches. They've got lots of cheese stuff. They've got delicious looking desserts. Oh my gosh. And then you walk in, and they have the Beauty and the Beast shop. And they have this beautiful journal, which has like a stained glass Beauty and the Beast on it. It's beautiful. I'm not a, I wouldn't want it myself. I'd rather it Winnie the Pooh, but it's very pretty. And also Remy's Ride is there. And Remy's Ride is, I can't wait to go back on that. And then they have the Remy paraphernalia where you can have them sit on your shoulder. They did a lot to this land and I really like it. Okay,
All
number
right.
two.
My number two actually is France. So
Oh,
we're going back to talking about France. My mom just talking about it. I'm talking about it. But this time I'm going to throw in the Beauty and the Beast sing-along that is there.
I never did that.
I have done it like 3 times at this point. One, it is amazing to just sit in the air conditioning and watch the show and sing along.
I was going to say, can you sing?
Yes, you can. It's a sing-along.
Then I think we need to do that.
I also find it has an ice cream shop. It has the bakery my mom mentioned. It has a lot of different types of shops. It also, if this is your journey, there is a champagne bar.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that journey.
There is 2 sit-downs. Actually, technically 3 sit-downs now. I get confused about the kick. The creperie is both a sit-down and a quick service.
Oh, is that the ice cream shop in the back?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
There's also 2 other formal sit-down restaurants. There's a Ratatouille ride.
Mm-hmm.
There's little cart shops as well. There's fountains. There is some places to see. There's not a ton that needs more, especially with the fact with the amount of quick services it has. More seating right. would be nice.
Okay.
But it does have a decent amount of seating that's just mostly in the sun.
Got it. There's
also a few character interactions that like to pop up over there.
Oh, good. I'm keeping an eye out for that. My number 2 is Italy. That's funny because I'm not I don't like Italian food that much. Like, I'm not a sauce fan. So everything that I'm basing this on is more like my list is more not on food. Where Rose has a lot of food. But in Italy, they have the best pizza all the way in the back. Yeah, Rose making a face. They also have beautiful shops. I mean, the clothing in there, the shops. I know Rose said the what?
I would like to preferentiate that she means the pizza at the pizza window, not the pizza in the shop.
Oh, sorry.
She hasn't had that yet.
All the way in the back. It's a big, I think it was square. Anyway, I liked it. It was doughy. It was delicious. My pepperoni. The shops are nice. The merchandise, I talked about this too last time when we talked about Italy. The merchandise is from Italy. I bought a beautiful bead bracelet, a glass bead bracelet. Get compliments on it all the time. I can't wait to go back there and buy something else. So I enjoyed the shops. And again, the feeling, you hear the music, you hear the Italian, like the instruments and the way that people talk there, it's like, oh, so romantic. It just sounds wonderful. So, okay. Number one.
My number one is Japan. So, first of all, the ginormous gift shop definitely pushes this ahead of all the others because it is absolutely ginormous. It has stationery, it has cookware, it has kimonos, it has a pick a clam where you can get pearls out of it. It has food, it has drinks, it has art, it has everything you can think of, basically.
It really does, yeah.
It has so much stuff. It has a giant food section, which also makes it high on my list.
Yeah.
There's also a museum there. It was all about kawaii culture this time, so you wouldn't be interested in this museum. There is, in the front, there is the drums that play. They have live performances there. Live performances are always going to push it ahead on me for me.
Wait a sec. Drum performances are super loud. You said you can't stay in the Netherlands because it's too loud, the music. So those drum performances.
No, I can't stay at the trash can area. I can't stay because of the smell in the perfume shop.
Oh, okay. We also like loud noises.
And then I go on to food.
Of course she does.
There are 3 sit-down restaurants in Japan. There is a quick service restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
There is 2 snack shacks, one of which sells snacks and one of which sells more alcohol. There is so much food there. And there's seating. There's so much seating.
That's true. There really is.
There's so much seating.
Yes. Anything else you want to add? Like their best restaurant there?
You already talked about that.
Okay, but you can
answer. I'm more excited about the quick service up there at the top. That's a good quick service.
Okay. My number one is Canada. Actually, my first thing I wrote was the circle vision. I think that's beautiful. The only thing is you got to stand and you really do have to hold on to the bar because it's the 3D all around you, or 360. And I wish it was seating. I wish you could sit. It would be a lot easier.
There is seating at the very back if you struggle with physical things. Yeah. I tend to sit on like the, there's like 2-3 benches in the very back.
Okay. And you can't really sit on the floor. I mean, you can sit on the floor, but because of, I don't know.
You won't see anything.
Right. And there's people standing. But the beauty of Canada is just, you know, it's breathtaking. The snow, the creatures. Yeah. And that's another one on my bucket list. I'd love to go to Canada. And then, of course, when you go into Canada, all the way up top, they have all this open area. That's something they definitely need to expand on. But when you go down, the first little shop on the left is
the only shop,
a hockey shop. It has all this hockey paraphernalia about Canadian hockey, and you do need to buy something from there. And that's where I got my Canadian Maple Leaf pin too. Their food shop, I mean, I was surprised I didn't find a lot of like maple stuff there. I thought I would because Canada, it's
more alcohol.
Yeah, so I would love for them to have like maple syrup, even though it's more Vermontish, but it's like maple syrup candy, like little spoons with maple syrup in it. I think that would be pretty cool. So, but definitely number one.
Yeah, I'm still bit about the fact that the refreshment post is where they have the poutine instead of actually in Canada.
Oh, okay. Well.
Sorry. Okay.
Now, we also added something to countries that we want to add.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Countries, or countries that we would think would be cool to add, at least.
Yeah. My number one, and Rose agrees, is Greece.
Woo! Now,
Rose did all the connections. To me, it was Mamma Mia, which I thought was Disney-owned because it's on Disney+, but it's not. It's Universal-owned. But
it's a confusing gray area.
Yes. I thought that would be really a beautiful country to have. And you could bring the water into Greece. You could bring the boat. I mean, there's so much you could do.
And I also agree with that. I'm going to continue with the fact that you could also use some of the IP that actually belongs to Disney, such as Hercules and Percy Jackson, which is really big right now because they're doing a series, a TV series with Percy Jackson, Disney Plus. And a lot of kids like Percy Jackson when they're in late elementary school and middle school.
Very true.
It's also a great way, something for guys, little boys at Disney.
Mm. Well, I would say, well, because of Hercules?
No, because of Percy Jackson.
Well, you can't say little boys. You're talking fourth grade and up. Because, I mean, a second grader has no idea who this kid is. Lightning thief.
Third grade and up would know.
Okay.
That's but, when again, you turn up. But again,
how many kids watch Hercules? I could ask my kindergartners. I'm sure absolutely not one of them has seen it. It's an outdated movie, I think.
It is slightly outdated, but Percy Jackson is not because they're currently doing a series.
True, that is, but definitely.
And it would be really cool to bring Mount Olympus or the Underworld into that. Imagine a dark ride into Hades territory.
That would be very cool. And there is Broadway. There's Hades Town. There's a whole bunch of villain, you know. But we won't go there, but okay.
Go to the villain arc. Come join me.
That's another.
And Disney.
My second one is Australia, which I think would be totally wicked. And then Rose added Finding Nemo and Dory's in Australia. Oh, yeah, that's right. Wakaby Lane or something.
Sydney.
The Rescuers Down Under. But I was thinking more of almost like an Animal Kingdom-esque, where the animals, like the culture that you could bring in there from the, what are you looking at me like for that first?
I was thinking fishies.
Okay.
Coral reefs. That's what I was thinking. Okay.
Yeah. You're actually with Dora. Yeah. Dory.
Or kangaroos. Sorry.
What?
Or kangaroos.
Yeah.
And giant spiders.
I would have been kangaroos in there, but I would think Australia would be pretty cool. Okay.
All right. I added three. One, I think Brazil would be really cool. Imagine having Brazil and it be basically Rio with all the pretty costumes and the dance and the music.
Yeah. You can have a tiki room in there.
That'd be really cool. Okay. Yeah. I could not find anything that is specifically Brazil in the IP section of Disney. There might be something I'm missing. There's a couple of shows and movies that have traveled to Brazil, but that's not the main setting. And I find that really sad.
Yeah.
But imagine a Rio section of Disney.
I'm thinking about the prettiness. The Brazilian food would be good too.
Yes. But yeah, that was my first thought.
Okay.
My second thought was actually Egypt. Because pyramids. They had the pyramid over in Mexico. I thought the pier they have the temple over in Mexico. I thought the pyramid, the three
Cool.
pyramids would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
I will admit my mind when I thought of countries immediately jumped to a cartoon that was not Disney and is very religious based. So
Well, there is
that's
some
where
old.
my mind thought originally, but there is Chip and Dale Ranger Rescue Rangers. There's Raiders of the Lost Ark, so you can bring Indiana Jones in. I know in Little Einsteins would be great for the little kids. They've gone to Egypt at times. Just bring some things in for the kids too, little ones.
Okay, thinking out loud, what is the one where the donkey is turned, man is turned into a donkey? I thought that was in Egypt.
Man turned into.
Yeah, the cartoony, and he's turned into a llama, maybe?
Oh, you're thinking of Emperor's New Groove.
Yes, isn't that in Egypt? Maybe
I'm pretty
everyone
sure that's in
crammed.
Mexico.
Okay, if it's not, I'm sorry, people, but I thought it was. Rose is
In which
Googling it
ancient
right now.
civilization? Yeah, I'm literally Googling it. It's
Yes.
in the Incan Empire in Peru.
Oh, okay. Well. Okay, well,
I should have known that. That is literally the next thing on my list.
Peru. Oh my gosh, you do. You have the Emperor's New Groove right there. Kronk, that's it.
All right,
Yes,
ignore my Googling as I forgot what I had written down, apparently. So my last one was Peru, where the Emperor's New Groove is, and Kronk's New Groove. And there is also a Donald Duck movie, Todos Amigos, that takes part in Peru for part of it. The Jungle Cruise takes part in Peru. And just kind of having something like archaeologist related there would be really cool as well.
That would be
Think of
cool.
the dig over in Dinoland, but bring it there.
I was thinking about the dig too.
And but instead of a dinosaur, I guess you would be looking for ancient civilizations, but
Yeah, or I mean, a dinosaur dig, that'd be a perfect kid because each little area needs to have.
something.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was my thoughts on what countries to add.
I think that's
I kind of stayed in like Africa and Central America because there's not a lot of countries currently in there. It's mostly Europe
true.
and Asia.
Maybe Disney stars need to start branching out a little.
Yes. But those would be our countries to add, though my top is still Greece.
Yep, feel free to email
Take
us if you.
Italy and turn that into Greece instead.
Excuse me, I was talking. Feel free to email us if you think of any countries, have any ideas, show topics, things like that. Kudos to us. We'd love to hear it all.
And once again, our email is enchantingmagicpod@gmail.com. Pod is spelled POD, in case you're wondering. So it's not the whole podcast, it's just pod.
Okay.
And next week, we are probably going to be actually staying in Epcot.
And what are we talking about, Rose?
I believe we're going to talk about how to update some of the countries.
Oh, okay.
I
Sounds like
think that's what
fun.
you wanted to talk about.
Okay, that works for
All
me.
right. We will talk about this afterwards. Have fun.
Okay, have a magical day.
Bye.
Bye.